tune in to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. Join America's leading relationship expert, top holistic life coach, and best-selling author, Dr. D. Yvonne Young, along with a diverse team of regular commentators, experts, and celebrity guests. Be entertained while being informed on the issues that affect you most. Don't miss it. Dr. D. Yvonne Young, providing you the tools you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life.
Good evening, America. Today is June the 29th, 2014. If this year goes by any faster, it's going to make my head spin. But nonetheless, it's definitely going by. Tonight's topic is centered on you and what may or may not be happening in your life. If you are single, and I'm going to emphasize single because some of us are married and some of us are in committed relationships. The unfortunate part is the other person does not know that you're single. You'll catch that in a minute. Just keep breathing. But what we're talking about tonight has much more to do with the realities for those of us that really are single, those of us that want to find a lasting and meaningful relationship with someone other than the dog or the cat or the fish that we have at home. Well, if that's the case and that fits you or someone you know, you definitely want to listen to this program this evening. I'm going to touch on several aspects of preparation. What I mean by preparation is the very things that you need to do in order to get yourself ready to have a lasting, loving, and meaningful relationship with someone that actually matters, with someone that is tailored to meet your little idiosyncrasies. And this time, instead of getting into a relationship with somebody that's going to basically fail and have you up in the doghouse, we're going to get a little deeper than that. We are going to talk about the very things that you need to do in order to position yourself for real love to find you. With that stated, there are a bunch of people that are listening to this program tonight, and ladies, please don't write me any bad letters. I'm trying to help you. There are some myths out there that say things such as, I am going to let him find me. The word says, let me give you a hint, times have changed. I didn't say God has changed. I said times have changed. One thing that is certain about your creator is he's a God of evolution, and he does change his mind. And though his precepts and his ordinances are consistent throughout the corridors of time, the way that he goes about having manifestation occur in the people's lives is very different. So if you are one of these people that has some woman that has some white panties on that come up to her navel and cover the sides of her waist, you might not want to listen to that sister, because that's why her behind is sitting home eating neck bones and unhappy with collard greens and some half-cooked rice. If you do not want to turn out like that lady, I suggest that you stop listening to her. Yes, that's right. Tonight, we are going to talk about what is relevant in 2014. We're going to talk about the things that you need to do in order to attract the right man in your life, if you're a lady, or if you're a guy and you want to get the right woman in your life. You might want to get your pen, get a piece of paper, because as you know, in every episode of this program, we are going to give you things that are actually going to position you to have something meaningful and tangible in your life. As a matter of fact, the essence of the D. Yvonne Young brand is quite simple. We want to give you the tools that you need to start living a profoundly extraordinary life, and that is just what's going to happen tonight. Now, let's examine this word, preparation. When we hear that word, you know, I'm very big on words because they're powerful. And in many instances, we don't look at the definitions that accompany the very things that we want to accomplish in our lives. But what does preparation mean? Well, it means that things are done to make something ready or to become ready for something. Another way to look at this is, isn't it about time that you positioned yourself rather than having somebody just to be in your bed, somebody to sit down and eat a pressed ham sandwich with, or whatever it is that you're doing. Oh, hell, you're not eating pressed ham because that is nasty. But the truth of it is, whatever it is that you want in your life, you must prepare yourself for it, because if you don't, what is going to happen is simply this. Mr. or Mrs. Perfect will show up on your radar. You, by the way, have not been doing whatever it is that you need to do to prepare for this person to show up on your radar. What happens? Doesn't take Einstein to figure this one out, does it, ladies and gentlemen? You are going to lose your blessing. They're not going to stay. Why? Because all of this crap that you have not dealt with, i.e. baggage, bad credit, you haven't moved out that house, and you're living there with someone you know doggone well you should never have been in a relationship with. It's a wrap, folks. It's a done deal. Now you're wondering, why is it that I cannot find love? Well, real simple. You're settling for codependence. You are settling for being in a place where you just don't have the courage to get out and take care of yourself. You're staying there because you're driving this other person's car, or they're paying the rent or most of it. So how can you be mad when the person that God was going to send your way, you end up blowing them because you simply did not have the chutzpah to get your behind up and take a stand and become what you were created to be? In other words, people, lots of you today are sitting in the house in the middle of June listening to Merry Christmas, Baby. And if you're doing that, we really need to talk, because why in the devil are you listening to Christmas songs in June? But, you know, you're sitting in the house, broke, busted, disgusted emotionally. You have accomplished everything. You've got a great job. You can do it with your eyes closed. You even lost that extra 20 pounds or that extra 50 pounds or whatever it is. You got your body in shape. You quit going to that church where they were sacrificing chickens and the pastor had three children outside of his wife at the church. You've gotten your head straight. You've got your career together. You look pretty doggone good, if you must say so yourself. But you are still sitting in the house lonely. You're sitting there all alone for less of a reason. Well, today we're going to do something about that. That is, you're going to do something about that if you want to. Well, with that started, let's get into this thing. As children, more than often we form a fantasy of what real love looks like. Though that picture seems to be beautiful in our minds, this fantasy that we've created isn't necessarily built on the admirable qualities that we really desire, and I don't use this word often, but need in a partner. Now, I'm not saying that you need someone to complete you, because if you believe that, that's just going to lead you further into a destructive path. But there are qualities that you need in a partner. Now, instead, what we end up doing is we base what we believe to be the admirable qualities of real love that we really need and desire in a partner. We start looking at, okay, what will fill these gaps in my life? What will make up for these things that I have out of order, these mistakes that I want to correct? Or what will appease the familiarities that I've grown accustomed to? Now, I'm going to repeat that, because this is why many of you right now, and yes, I'm talking to you, are sitting in the house looking at your dog, and your dog is looking at you, and both y'all are looking at each other like you're crazy. And the dog is going, you really need to listen to this guy. If I could talk, I'd tell you that. Quit petting me. Listen to this. But the truth is, We have started wanting to find some person that is going to fill in these gaps, whatever your gap is. For some of you, your gap is I need, you know, a little extra money every month. You know, little Sonny or little Susie needs a mommy or a daddy, or you just, I got all of this stuff that's wrong with me. My credit's bad, and I need to marry somebody who's got an 800 credit score. Why? You just going to jack up their credit? Or I need someone that's going to keep me doing what I already do that ain't no doggone good for me. You need to smoke some more weed like you need a hole in the head. You need somebody to sit up with you and have another drink like you need to set yourself on fire and then go jump in a gasoline pool to put it out. I mean, really? That is not what you want in a partner, but that is what many of you have been seeking in a partner. And I know maybe that doesn't apply to you, but I'm sure you know someone that it does apply to, perhaps the person that's in your mirror. But the truth be told, we often open ourselves up to people that come to us with a bag full of compliments that reach down deep into our low self-esteem. And like the kids we once were, we want to hold on to these people that will reflect, and for some of you, a familiar figure back from your childhood. You know, some he reminded me of Pawpaw. Well, your grandmother didn't even like Pawpaw. Okay, she just like my mama. Your behind is grown. You're 42 years old. Okay, you've been out your mama's house 2 years, dude. You really want a woman that's like your mama? You know, that's kind of sick. But here's the issue. It's no great surprise that that fantasy that I just described leads us to choose partners for all the wrong reasons. Now, this show is about you positioning yourself to find the love of your life. So doesn't it only make sense, ladies and gentlemen, my friends down below in Australia, my friends in the Caribbean, my friends in the Virgin Islands, my friends that are north of the line, you know, doesn't it just make sense that we finally choose the right partner for the right reasons instead of continuously allowing this fantasy that we've created of what the perfect man or the woman looks like to fill us. And now here we go again, back in another go-nowhere relationship for all the wrong reasons. See, even if we choose the wrong person for all the right reasons, our devotion to our fantasies can eventually just destroy any real connection that you could have had. Put another way, you could have the perfect person for you, but if you haven't perfected yourself, do you really think that they're going to be with you while you keep living vicariously through your grown child that you keep referring to as your baby? Do you really think this person is going to want your crazy behind while you are stalking them, while you are so insecure that when you meet this successful man or woman with a career and they don't call you back within a few hours, you immediately go to the dark side and think they're cheating on you, or you act a fool only to find out later that, yes, you were acting exactly that, a fool, because you're tripping? What if, and just ask yourself this question, what if your devotion to your fantasies could really and eventually destroy any real connection with the right person that you finally found? That's something to think about. Now, with all these early defense mechanisms and false perceptions of what we need operating within us, for you to find real, honest love, we have to separate what you think is a real connection from what is a real connection? Now, let me talk about this a little further. There's this thing that is called a fantasy bond. And what it is it's a relationship that you create when you meet somebody that they smell the way you want them to smell and they look the way you want them to look and they know how to make your eyes roll back in the top of your head and your toes curl. And you replace these genuine love acts of admiration and passion and respect for the ritual of being in a relationship. Now, you don't even know it because, let me give you this. It's kind of like having something that is a knockoff. Let me make this make sense to you. I'm going to talk to some of you sisters as well as some of you brothers out there. Some of y'all will go out and buy stuff, and I'm not knocking my Chinese friends, but you will go buy these knockoffs made in China, you know, fake red bottom shoes, Louis Vuitton purse, you know, not Vuitton, but, you know, you buy this stuff, and it's not real. And that's what you're doing when you get into these dysfunctional relationships. You are getting into where, it really amazes me. And I'm not knocking you because let's say you have found someone that really resonates with you. We're going to talk about that maybe in another show because there's so much information to cover in this show. I know for a fact I won't get to all of it tonight. But, when your unconscious processes start recognizing patterns and behaviors that are characterized by fantasy, but that is going to do nothing but set you up again to fail. And here's what I want you to do. Let's look at what your ideal relationship and interactions in that relationship look like, and let's differentiate that from a fantasy relationship. Some of you are going, Doc, I just finished my box of wine. I'm confused. What are you talking about? Sit down. I promise I'm coming your way. Here's what I mean by that. You get someone that gives you all this attention. The last man or woman you had, they didn't call you. They were always working, and they just did not give you the attention that you wanted. So now you're dating your new boo, and you're getting all of this attention. Have you ever stopped to think that perhaps the reason he is giving you all of the attention is because he's unemployed? Have you ever stopped to think the reason that she is giving you all that attention is because she's crazy? There is a fine line between looking at what appeases us and validating that it is something that is authentic for us. Check some things out. The first thing I want you to do is get a pen out. Go get the pen, get the paper. Go ahead, write on that napkin. If you're in the car, please don't text and type because you're going to run over somebody and that probably will hurt. But write this stuff down. What are the five things, and I'm not talking about your love languages, but what are the five things that you really need from this person that you are dating? What is it that you need? Now, let me give you a hint, okay? Because some of you will go, well, I know the five love languages. I read the book. Okay, good. That's also a roadmap for someone to pimp you like a $3 you-know-what. What is it that you need from people? And if you're getting it, or if you – this is going to work well. For those of you that just got in a new relationship, this is going to help you distinguish the chicken salad from the chicken you-know-what. If those of you out there that are looking for a relationship, this is going to help you to identify the type of man or woman that you want. So let's go back and look at this. What is it that I want? Let's go there first. What do you want? And I'm not talking about, girl, I want him to look like Denzel. Man, I'll need her to be built like Lisa Ray. Think deeper. What makes you sleep well when you are in a relationship? And I know good sex makes you sleep well. Don't be shallow. Let's be real. What really keeps you from having a headache and pacing the floor at night? Is it the way the person conducts themselves? Meaning, when, how do they act? Are they compassionate? Do they take the time to listen to you? Can you make a mistake with this person and they don't beat you up about it for weeks? I mean, what does it take for you to rest and feel comfortable with someone? That's another thing. What are the, and I'm going to do the five love language things for those of you that finally read a damn book. Do they use the right words with you, words of affirmation? Are they thoughtful? If they know you have kids, do they come over and bring a pizza so you don't have to cook? And please don't be feeding your kids pizza every day. They're going to end up big as whales, but, you know, every now and then a kid deserves a pizza. Do they help you by going and taking the car and putting gas in it? Or do they open doors? Do they actually listen to what you have to say? Do they give you – I'm not talking about – because some of y'all are just – trifling. You want somebody that just met you to go and buy you something from Tiffany's, but do they give you small gifts that really matter? Maybe some perfume, and, you know, if, and they could be trying to tell you you stink. No, I'm just kidding. But maybe they give you some perfume or just a little gift certificate for Starbucks because they know you like your drink that I will not try to pronounce and screw up. But do these, does the person go out their way to do small things that say, I love you? What about quality time? Do they make time for you? Or is your expectation even realistic on the time they should give you? And moreover, do they touch you? And I'm not talking about pulling your drawers off. I mean, do they really touch you physically, emotionally, mentally? These are just a few things I want you to think about. And when I'm getting ready, because you want to find the love of your life, right? And I want you to compare this to going fishing. If I am going deep sea fishing, you can tell I'm watching too much TV. I watch this show called Wicked Tuna, where these guys are out trying to catch tuna. For those of you that aren't rednecks and crazy like me, you cannot go catching a catfish. A tuna with a catfish bait and catfish rod and reel. If anything, you're just going to have that rod snap back and slap the hell out of you. So are you really positioning yourself? And I'm not, I can just picture this. It's some sister right now talking about catching a man. Look, homegirl, if you can catch a man, somebody got better bait than you. Hey, but the truth is you have to think and prepare yourself for what is it that I'm really looking for out there. What is it that I'm really wanting? What is it that is going to allow you to sleep at night? Separate list. What are the things that you need in a relationship? Needs become very simple to define. If you know, I'm going to use me for an example so I don't get any letters. I am a guy that does not do detail stuff well. I'm looking at a bag of receipts right now on my table, and if it wasn't for my assistant scanning them, they would still be a bag of receipts on the table. You know, I need help with small things. Now, if you ask me to come up with an idea, a concept, or how to help fix a complicated problem, I got you covered. Do not ask me to mail a letter. So what is it that you need in a mate? And I'm not talking about you need him to pay the bills. Quit pimping folks for their money, because all they're going to do is wake up one day and realize that you are a parasite and kick your butt to the curb. But think deeper. Do you take good care of your body? Do you need someone that is going to inspire you to go exercise, to go and work out? Do you need someone that's going to tell you, put that damn chicken down? You don't need no more fried chicken. Do you need someone that's going to tell you to eat right? Do you need someone that's going to actually tell you, you know what, you work 6 days a week. Hell, God at least took Sunday off. You can't stop for a minute. Why don't you rest? Why don't you enjoy your life? Do you need someone to tell you, quit building your entire life around your children? They are going to grow up and leave you one day. And as a matter of fact, I'm really going to say this to you single moms that are listening to this show right now. Girlfriend, if you've got your kids and haven't given them all away for some other dude to raise or something, and you're trying to be a good mom to your kids, that's wonderful. Good stuff. However, you need some time to be a grown A woman if you get my drift. When your daughter got on panties with birds on them, that's cute. But when you wearing panties with ducks and cats and fish and stuff, come on, really? I mean, seriously, how much time, single moms, are you taking for yourself? What about you, single dads? And I understand it is hard because I was a single dad. It is hard to find a babysitter you can trust. I get it. It is hard to find people that you feel comfortable leaving in your home with your children. I get it. But if you don't, and let me give you a hint, God will send somebody your way you can trust. I promise you he will. It may be a sister, cousin, a lady from the church. God will send that to you. But he ain't sending you nothing unless you look for it or ask for it. So single moms and single dads, are you taking appropriate time? Because some of y'all need a good butt whooping. You out at the damn club twerking, and you damn near 50 years old. You come back home, your hip hurting, you done threw your hip out trying to twerk. That just created a visual. I actually saw that, and I'll tell y'all later. But the truth is, are you making time to be an adult? Are you in need of someone that will actually have a positive impact on your child, that can tell you, quit letting your son run around wearing a dress and some high heels, playing it with your beads on, and he's five? I mean, if you decide to grow up and be a transgender person, that's your business, okay? That's all good, you know. But, and well, I'm going to say this, even if you do that, fellas, quit wearing panties and stuff. If you're gay, just be a gay man. Don't do that. That is not a good look. And you ladies, if you're going to be gay, you know, don't be walking around sagging with a pack of cigarettes twisted up on your arm like you the Marlboro Man, but that's another show. But whatever it is that you need, make sure you get your needs and your wants identified. If you don't do that, and the perfect person comes along, you're not going to keep them because you won't appreciate what they're bringing to the table. Now, does that make a little bit of sense to you? Let's take this thing a step further. As we position ourselves to start moving toward love, let's face it, all of us want somebody special. We want to share our magical journey with someone we love and we honor and respect. Well, doesn't it only make sense then that you need to love, honor, and respect yourself first? And the best way to do that is by getting to know more about you. You know, I don't know about you, but it seems lately everyone else does know about you more than you know about you, because they're all up in your business. Isn't it about time that you get up in your business? And don't make a decision about a relationship because everybody you know is getting engaged. Everybody you know is getting married. Everybody you know is about to have a baby. Listen, you're not them. I believe that there is a Mr. or Mrs. Right out there for everyone. Now, if you want to increase the odds of finding your Mr. or Mrs. Right, what I want you to do is take a moment and keep listening, because what we're going to do is, as we go into the break, and look at the second part of this program tonight, is I'm going to hit real heavy on the things that you can do right now. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm not talking about next week. Right now, to start attracting the love of your life to your life. You're listening to Conversations with Dr. D. Yvonne Young. This is my boy, King Malachi. His album is dropping. It's called The Black and White Project. Some of this stuff is produced by another buddy of mine, Tony Terry, which, by the way, will be on tour with me this year. But we're going to listen to Your Love by King Malachi, and we'll be right back after this.
Baby, your love, it's just that real. And the way that I feel, I can't conceal. I'ma give you my heart, it's just that real. Cause baby, your love, baby. Show me affection that my mama wouldn't provide. Imagine how I feel inside. Too many nights I cry. Right rhymes to reduce the pain. The affection of a woman, that is my cocaine. I might it sometime, but it's not a drug. It's just the way that I feel when you're giving me love. Drink you in a cell phone cup. Everything slowed down, but I'm not screwed up. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. We need to make love, baby, one more time. Pray for the day that you say I do. I lie to my homie when I do need you. So smooth, mean so rude. When I first met you, speak game at you. King Malachi, at that time wasn't in my right mind. Had a nigga mind state. Whole nother name, but you still saw beauty. Making up a king, doing my duty. Rock movies in due time, the pleasure's all mine. I wanna see you draped in jewels. Keep your tailored like Amber Rose. One day you're gonna see us in that drop top rose, huh? I expose a few of my goals, cause it's you really touch my soul.
Baby, your love, it's just that real.
She was beautiful, unusual, and super sexy. But it ended brokenhearted faster than it ever started. I still love her to this day if she would only let me. Yes, we were the best of friends, whatever happened. I am asking you this now to see some out if I could rekindle the passion. But you sitting laughing. I never took the action or the time to realize that I was just too busy rapping. And I am sorry, I wish I could say goodbye. The only woman in my life beside my mom that made me cry. I broke it off with you around the time that Oprah died. But every time I think of you, it's me that dies the most inside. Oh well, man, guess that's how it goes. When you trade in your woman to mess around with these hoes. Hacking selfish, overzealous in your heart, it froze. But baby, seems that your love's the only one I'll ever know.
Your love, it's just that real. And the way that I feel, I can't conceal. I'ma give you my heart, it's just that real. Cause baby,
yeah, that was my boy, King Malachi. You're listening to Conversations with Dr. Devon Young, and we're talking about the things that you need to know and do in order to attract real, authentic, lasting love to you. Now, back to the conversation. First thing, you can write this one down. Relearn yourself. Have an honest conversation with yourself about your past relationships and your feelings toward love. Let's be realistic. I have people that come in my office and they sit down and they say, Dr. Young, I cannot find a good man. I cannot find a good woman. And I say, okay, well, you're not alone in that. Lots of people have that issue. Tell me what's going on. And they unload the cannon. And they tell me about the last five men or women that they dated and how they don't trust nobody and how they feel like, you know, all men are dogs, all women are whatever. And I'm looking at you going, what in the hell, you know, what do you think you're going to attract with that attitude? Because I'm here to tell you people, like attracts like. When you look back and you look at these past relationships, look at your behavioral patterns in those relationships and look at you, how you treated people. and ask yourself, you know, you're in a relationship where you're really loyal to the other person, and you say, well, no, I didn't cheat. You know, you're lying. You're sitting there kissing on folk. You out there all booed up with people. Come on, really? And you wondering why that didn't work? Has it dawned on you, you will reap what you sow? Have you looked and figured, well, the last three people you dated, you owe all of them money? Or the last three people that you dated, all of those people, you met them at the club. You met them at church. And, hey, let's set a light out real quick. A church is a spiritual hospital. You are going to meet some of the most perverted, sick people on earth at church. Matter of fact, you'd be better off meeting someone at a damn liquor store. You know, seriously. But recognize the role you played in the last three relationships. Now, for some of y'all, you haven't even had relationships. You had instances. I won't even call that mess you call a relationship a moment. You had instances with people. You met them on Black Planet or whatever the hell you were on. They came to your house. Y'all got your freak on. You left. And now your relationship with this person is based on let me get a nut, right? I mean, like, is that real? I mean, seriously. You want to call that crap a relationship? You met someone that was dating a friend of yours, and you just knew your friend was a dog or, you know, H-word, garden tool, whatever you want to call them. All of a sudden, you figured you'd be better for this person, but you're dating them, and you wonder why in the hell you can't trust each other. Really? I mean, come on, really? How about this one? You never have been fully single. You weren't committed to anybody, but you always had your ex-boyfriend calling you from, you know, your ex. If you are still talking to someone that you dated in college or high school and your behind is 35 or 40 years old, you have issues. You really need to get a life. How can you be in the present when everything connected to you is rooted in the past? Recognize your role. And use this awareness to step forward because, see, here's the new territory for some of you. For some, the new territory is actually freaking being really single. Really, how can you be in a relationship with somebody and you got people that can come over your crib and the minute they hit the door, you naked 10 minutes later? I mean, that's all good if you're doing this with one person that you actually like and you actually could get dressed and have something more in common with. I am not knocking romantic relationships that have a high level of intimacy and sexuality. I am all for that. But when you have that with four or five different people, excuse me, do not be surprised when, one, you end up itching. But the other thing is you cannot be completely there with anyone because you're everywhere with all these different people. You've left bits and pieces of yourself with folk that you never fully cut out of your life. And now you just change your name for your ad that you have on Black Planet and eHarmony and Match.com and whatever it is you're doing. You know, sometimes it is better to actually specify what you want. But how can you do that when you don't take the time to really examine what you need? Break the old patterns. Now, here's something new. Ask for what you want. And I know this sounds crazy. It's so funny. I was talking to Jaylene Mack, my entertainment attorney, and Jaylene and I had this conversation. I said, Jaylene, I am tired of getting all these awards and going to stuff. You know, I'm a single guy. And I really can't because, you know, being an expert on relationships and being in the public eye, I can't go around hitting on women. I mean, you guys would hang me, right? So she said, why don't you try eHarmony or Match or something and try to date? I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And I practice what I preach, y'all, so don't hate. I wrote exactly what I know I would want to wake up to every day. Now, some of you, you want to wake up with a man that smells like bacon and eggs. You know, I want to wake up with a woman that if I look at her, I want to say, baby, come back to bed. I want to wake up with a woman that I did not toss and turn all damn night because I was wondering what was that heifer doing. I want to know that you are trustworthy and you have character and that you are fine. You know, I'm not all that ugly, so I don't want, you know, I tried to take care of me. I want someone to try to take care of themselves. And I wrote that. Now, let me tell you what happened. And I'm just going to, you know, you guys, I'm going to keep it real. I had some people write me and say, Dr. Young, do you really have to describe all the way down to measurements and degree what you owe? Well, hell yes, I did. And that's what I'm telling you to do. You need to risk putting yourself out there. When you look at people, decide what it is that you really need in a mate. If you know, and I'm not saying a college education is everything, but for a brother like me, I love to read. I write books for a living. I cannot be in a relationship with a woman that is asking me, what's that word? You know, I mean, I'm not saying get your GED, boo, but I ain't your dude. I'm not the dude. I'm not him. Ladies, you cannot date a man that is threatened because you wear a suit to work. You cannot date a man that you have to help him with reading. I'm being funny. If you do that, we need to talk. God, we need to talk. But you're getting where I'm going with this, right? Make sure that you, well, I'm going to use this statement. Only a fool begins a journey without first assessing its cost. So look at what you need down the road. And those of you that have children, if you are dating someone and you have to ask them, did they brush their teeth? I mean, you probably are dating the wrong doggone person. That's something you ask a three-year-old. If you need to tell them, you know, why don't you go take a wash off? That's just nasty. So make sure that the people that are in your life are people that complement your life. Get a man, and I understand, we go through hard times. You know, sometimes someone may not have a car. They may be in between jobs, but you don't have a car all the time. You're in between jobs all the time. That ain't the person. Which brings me to my next point. To find the person that God has for you, back up and look through a different lens. Now, what do I mean by that? You attract to you what you are. You will not meet, if you go to the club and you see this other person at the club, and you go to the club two or three times a week, and they there two or three times a week, both of you two alcoholics probably are not going to do well together. And let's say you go to the club and you don't drink. Well, why in the hell do you need to be at a club three times a week? Especially if you got kids. Somebody needs to be an adult here. If both of you are unemployed, unless you just both got laid off by the same company, that's a problem. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So what are you going to do? You're going to go get a box of white candles and call that a romantic evening? That's okay, except when you're doing it when the power is off. You know what I mean? Use your head, people. Stop and think about, what is it that I really want? And write that down. So that's the next thing you write down right now. You've heard this saying, see the vision, write it down, and make it plain. So write it down right now while we're talking. How do you want this person to look? And let's be realistic. If you know you look like Thug Nicholson, or if you look, you know, you're a big man, and, you know, you look like you may be 4 or 5 months pregnant, Halle Berry does not want to be crushed by you. So get you a woman that, and make sure y'all get a strong bed and some strong dining chairs. But, you know, get you somebody that is the same way you are. You know, salt and pepper shakers, they need to match. So get someone that is within your realm. Get someone that is academically proximal to you. If you got a GED, get you a woman with a high school diploma. You get me? Don't get somebody that's stupid and you stupid, because that ain't going to help. If you have busted your butt off and you started a business, don't go get Project Hope for a girlfriend or Project Hope for a man. Find you a brother that's entrepreneurial and doing something, not trying to be. You know, I know people that every year when I talk to them, they are in a different damn business or they're trying another damn thing that ain't going to work either. You know, that's not what I mean, people. Find someone that can appreciate your struggle. Find someone that can really focus on the things that you have done, that they can look at their life and say, you know, I want to have my life complimented. You know, I will tell you in a minute, I am not looking for a dependent. I am not looking for one financially, nor am I looking for one psychologically. I am not looking for one spiritually. And since we are going to go there spiritually, let's make sure that you guys wake up and understand this. Just because someone says they go to church does not mean they have character and morals. Quit letting these people fool you. Ask for what you want by looking at someone's fruit. In other words, and ladies, this is especially true. Every week I am getting a phone call from either Aaron, Bria, Chantel, Desanya, or Jonathan. One of my kids calls me and they say, you know what, Dad, I need something. I mean, my kids always need something, right? And I'm always taking care of my children. So if you have kids, doesn't it make sense you get a man that takes care of his kids? And I warn you, fellas, this is totally off topic. Stop being so damn sorry. Some men will do more for some other person's kid and won't even take care of their kids, but that's another show. Ladies, when you see a brother like that, run. Just literally take off running. Another thing, look at people that are doing things you like to do without you asking them to do it. And again, so I don't get any letters from anybody. I'm going to use me for an example. I take me to the movies. That's right. I no longer buy bootleg movies, and the rest of y'all need to stop doing that too. I ain't going to lie. I bought a couple, and then one day someone was selling bootleg copies of my books, and that really pissed me off. So I learned you reap what you sow. But I take me to the movies. Every whatever's out, you know, I've seen Think Like a Man too, and I enjoyed it because I went with me and enjoyed this movie. You know, there are things that you have to learn to just be man or woman enough to do by yourself. And when you see someone you're dating that likes what you like, is it a real stretch? I go out and eat, you know, probably a little too much, but I have a NutriBullet in my kitchen, and, you know, I eat pretty healthy. You know, I try to eat healthy. So if you're dating somebody like me, and every time I look up, you got another box of chicken, boo, we ain't going to work because I am not trying to die from heart failure. You get me? So look at what a man does without you in his life. Then it won't be a stretch for him to do that with you in his life. Fellas, look at a woman. My dad taught me early in life, if you ever want to measure the quality of a woman, look at how her children are doing. Now, I'm going to admit, all of us have one child that we want to kill, and I do too. I will not mention which one in case they are listening to the show. I love all of you, but you know who you are, right? When you're looking at a woman's children, you can look at that and see what kind of woman she is. If she's taken care of her children and raised her children and they're mannerable and they are obedient, chances are, if you're not around and your kid needs to go to that woman for advice, you will get some sound advice. But if you're looking at somebody that can't even take care of their own kids, how in the hell do you expect her to help you with yours? Ladies, if you're looking for a man and you want him to go to a play with you and you want him to praise and pray with you, and this brother does not say grace, I'm not saying you got to be sitting up in a church out there. I've heard men say, you know, I ain't going to say what they said, but it's a bunch of blanks at church, man. That's where I go. I've heard men say that, so don't let that fool you. And there are a lot of women that go to church just to see who's paying their tithes has got good credit. So I'm warning you, look deeper at people and look at what you really, really want from them. And if it's something that they are doing naturally, the chances are it will work very well for you. Now, here's another place I want to go with this conversation. If you got some little kids in the room, get them out the room right now. I'm getting ready to talk about sex. Get them out. Okay, I'm going to count to 10. I don't want your child looking at you funny to my mama. What was he talking about? Okay, so 1, 2, go. Hey, find G.I. Joe, the PlayStation, find that game. 3, 4, 5, go get the dog. Let them play with the dog. 6, 7, 8, 9. Don't you let that child have a piece of fried chicken. That's what's wrong with him now. All right, now, we've counted to 10. Kids should be gone. You are a sexual being and an adult. With that said, be honest and have a frank conversation about what you like and don't like and what your do's and don'ts are in the bedroom. Here's why a lot of men end up cheating on a woman. Ladies, really pay attention now. This is something you need to hear. First, we just settle for a woman until we get the one we want. So we will sleep with you because you have body features we like. You have a big butt. You got a big arm. Some brothers like toes, whatever weirdness that man is into. And he finds that body parts and plays with yours until something good comes along. Ladies, you cannot talk. You are just as bad. You will date a man that's got car note money, rent money, electric bill money, and take the kids somewhere money. And no doggone well you don't want this food. That's part of the reason you can't get the right man in your life. So before you start settling, especially intimately and physically, write down on that same piece of paper, what is it that you like? If you like to cuddle, if you like to hold hands, you like to kiss, you like oral sex, you like anal sex, whatever it is that's your thing. I told you to tell your kids to leave the room. Your kids go, Mama, what is anal sex? Just look at them and give them some ice cream. But the truth is, you need to define that, and that's a conversation you need to have, because what if you meet this person that they are everything that you like and they don't like what you like? Do you think you're just going to stop liking it? Heck to the no. You're not. So deal with that up front. And be honest with yourself. You know, how often do I need to have sex? Am I a morning? Because if you wake me up in the morning talking about sex, we don't have a problem. I am not a morning person. Late at night, baby, come by my office, let's have some fun. That is definitely me. But early in the morning, I don't even like getting up to go to the restroom. I sure don't want to do anything else. Know what kind of person you are. And if you are permeable to change, what areas are you permeable to change in? I'm still talking about sex. What is it you're willing to try that you haven't tried? What is it that you're really willing to do that you have not done? And have these conversations not on the third or fourth date. This is the other problem. Some of you, you go see these movies, and you want to make your movie, that life that someone's living in this movie be your life. That is bull crap. All of you that have, I got a 90-day rule. No, you need to have some damn standards. Throw out the 90-day rule. Standards are, let me get to know you as a person first. Let me see what your value system is. Let me see what your do's and don'ts and where will you give and where won't you give. And I'm not talking about giving in terms of things. I mean in flexibility. What is it that you are willing to incorporate in your life that is not present now? Now, moving this thing down. And if you want to go and look at this from another angle, you know, go back and listen to this show, because to recap all of this stuff, it is just too much. All our programs are archived, so you can do that. And moreover, I'm going to be on tour this year. On this tour is Cupid, the dude that did Cupid Shuffle, Tony Terry, Lisa Ray from the show Single Ladies and Players Club and all this stuff. And on this tour, we're going to be talking about all the stuff I'm talking about right now. And as we talk about these things, I'm going to give you a chance to ask the hard questions like, Doc, what is it I'm doing wrong? And I'm going to, don't be scared to get your feelings hurt, because I will tell you what you're doing wrong. But the truth be told, many of you are lonely right now because you simply haven't let go of the past. You've made your kids your life. You aren't being man or woman enough to allow someone to tell you what's not right about you. And I'm not saying you should let someone beat up on you and call you out your name and always make you feel bad. But doesn't it make sense that if we're going to make something better, we identify what's wrong with it? That starts with you. You have to identify what's wrong with you to make yourself better. The people that you're attracting are nothing but a reflection of who you are not as well as who you are. Now, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. Over the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to do a part two to this show, so in case you missed some stuff, don't sweat it. Everything that I'm giving you, I promise you, if you apply this to your life, it will make your life so much better. But the things that I want to do now is this. If you are interested and participating in this Life, Love, and Relationships tour where we're going to be talking about the Miss Emile campaign. We're going to be recognizing the most influential people in your community, giveaways, a lot of prizes, and there's going to be some benefit for some ladies out there where you can get some makeovers. We're going to help you find jobs. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff that's going to happen as a result of this tour that I'm on. I want you to go to my Facebook page. You will see postings about this tour every week for about the next 5 to 8 weeks. I know I think our first date kicks off in Detroit, and while I'm saying that, I want to give a shout-out to my man, Darren Johnson. What's up, Darren? While we're in Detroit, we're going to start there, and we're doing Alabama, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, Missouri, Texas, California, Illinois, New York, Florida. So this tour is coming to your town and your city. But to make sure you're on the map, don't hesitate to just hit me up via Facebook and just say, hey, Dr. D, I want to be down with that. I know my organization, be it faith-based, civic, or social, we want to be part of that. So don't hesitate to contact me. Second thing, go to the website, drdivanyoung.com. It's drdivanyoung.com. And you can just hit the info button. I'll get your email. Lastly, I'm going to give out a phone number. And I know my management right now is going, please do not give out your phone number. I'm not. This is the number to my office, and you can call it anywhere in the continental United States. I think from Canada and probably, I'm not sure, from the Virgin Islands in the UK, but I'm pretty sure that if you can't do it, I know you have Facebook, but it's 877-508-2025, 877-508-2025. Now you're wondering, why am I giving you that number? Real simple. Let's fix you. There are things and programs that are available that you can do, and this isn't a commercial. I'm just tired of seeing you be alone, and I'm tired of seeing you not get life right. There are a few tests that I can have you take. Are they free? No, they're not free. You know, it's like $50, and the session is like $215. So, yeah, you're going to spend $200-some, but you spent that going and buying a purse that was a knockoff. You remember earlier I said them fake Mike Kors purses or whatever. But spend it on yourself. Find out what is wrong with you, why you are not connecting with people, why people are, your relationships end bitter, they don't last. Every 6 months, the person you were with ain't there no more. Every year, you got different folks on your picture. You don't even want to take nobody else to a function or a family reunion because all them old women are looking at you telling, mm-hmm, see, I told you he's a hoe. You know, ain't you tired of that? So you can call me and let's fix your life because don't you deserve to be loved? I know you do, and you know you do. Anyway, with all of that said, be sure, go to Facebook, hit the like button on the Devon Young page, hit the follow me button on the private page, and we will have part two of this thing, Finding the Love of Your Life. You've been listening to Conversations with Dr. Devon Young. And one other thing, I love you madly. Talk to you on Wednesday. Bye now.